streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd all week as he is enjoying his vacation. Thank you for joining us on FS1 and Fox Sports Radio. It's been a fun week. It's been a little crazy this week. We have a few stories that we're watching develop around the NBA with free agency looming, some opt-ins. We will get to all of that within the show. Also, we are watching the development of the Deshaun Watson situation. What comes out of those hearings? How much will he be playing or not playing this season? We will talk to Eddie House, NBA champion, NBA veteran, Nick Wright, Pat Garrity, Stadium's front office analyst, and Bucky Brooks will be in studio with us later today. Alex Curry is joining me all week. Hello, Alex. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Now, these off-season shows have been crazy. Awesome for us.
Well, there's a lot happening, a lot of transitions happening, and some rumored transitions that haven't actually happened.
But fun to talk about.
Most notably, Kyrie. Fun that we were talking about this morning in the hair and makeup room is that there's a new ordinance near us here in LA. If you guys don't know this, in Los Angeles, the bars and clubs close here pretty early. Early isn't like 1:30. That's very late for me and Alex.
Yeah, no.
but they've changed the West Hollywood to 4 a.m. Like, you can drink till 4 a.m. in West Hollywood.
It's great for everyone else. You won't catch me there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just changes my lifestyle.
Once the sun goes down, I'm like, bedtime?
It changes my lifestyle 0%. At 11 p.m., that's my late night these days. But we always have fun conversations in the makeup room, as do me and Colin, who will be back next week. Me and Alex will be in all this week for him as he is enjoying his vacation in the Caribbean. Posted another video last night.
Oh,
did you see?
No, I did not. Now I got to check it out.
He's getting fancy with the reels now. He's adding the music.
He's with his kids.
He's getting oh, that's true. Yeah.
He's with his kids. So yeah. I bet you the kids helped him with that one.
Yeah, Liv is probably giving him some direction on that. But you mentioned this offseason and how crazy it has been. And let's start with Kyrie Irving. So we did get the news yesterday that Kyrie Irving is going to stay with the Nets, at least for right now. He opted into his $37 million player option and had a really interesting quote. Shams Charania reported this of The Athletic and Stadium. And Kyrie said, "Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall." Also per Shams of The Athletic and the Stadium, the Nets declined an offer from Irving's camp of a short-term contract extension that included a player option, and the Nets also made proposals that included a 2-year max with incentives based on games played and a 4-year max with the first 2 years guaranteed and triggers that would kick in on games played in years 1 and 2. Now, that's obviously a very unique situation, and that exists because Kyrie played in 29 regular season games this season and 4 postseason games, 4 being that they got swept in the first round, the only team to be swept in the first rounds, while they were also favored to win the championship going into the season. The other interesting thing that happened that we found out is from Brian Windhorst, who reported, "I was told the option pickup came as a total surprise to the Nets that they found out when everybody did." Meaning the Nets got the news that Kyrie was opting in when they read that strange, inexplicable quote from Kyrie Irving about normal people and those who dare to move the world along or whatever it was. I don't want to misquote it. What is it? "Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow." So the Nets read that and found out that Kyrie Irving was opting into his player option at the same time that everybody else did. Well, we can't get mad at organizations for letting guys find out about their future on the scroll, which I very much disagree with, but then give players a pass when they don't communicate with organizations in the same way. So we got to keep that same energy. There's obviously a lot going on here with the Nets. There's obviously some communication issues. Kevin Durant has talked about how he felt like the front office didn't take the time to really understand Kyrie. KD has reportedly not talked to the front office. He's staying out of this negotiation. Kyrie is clearly not on the same page as the front office if he is allowing announcements about his future with the team to be put out on Twitter and not communicating with them directly about what his choice is. Kyrie's been doing this for about 5 years now. When someone lets you know who they are, believe them. I decided to lean into this in my life years ago. I used to be very impatient with people in my life. I used to get very frustrated when they didn't do what I asked or do what I expected of them or do what I projected for them, or if they weren't living up to this idea of what I thought they should be doing with their life, or if they just continuously did things around me that I didn't like or appreciate, but they were always doing it. And then I was always around them. So at one point or another, I had to realize this is who they are. And my expectations of people does not dictate how they behave, especially when I don't have any agreement with them about how they're supposed to behave. So how Kyrie handles his career doesn't bother me. That's his choice. He has lots of choices, and he has made them over and over and over again. He's been doing this for a while. But the issue when you're involved with a team scenario is that it affects other people. And unlike, you know, a friendship or a relationship or a work scenario or family member, there's not really like an agreement, unless you are getting paid, to live up to the expectations. And with Kyrie, there is an agreement. There's a contract. There are games that need to be played. There are teammates that need to be helped. There are games that need to be won. There is chemistry that needs to be built. And of course, you're receiving millions of dollars to do that. If you're a golfer, if you're a tennis player, if you're an Olympic athlete that plays an individual sport, have at it. You can do whatever it is that you like. It's only affecting you, obviously, and the people around you, but you're not in a team situation. What I don't understand with Kyrie is it's become very obvious at this point that he is going to do what he wants to do, which is fine. But with people who continuously do these things, there's always this energy that, well, I'm my own person. I'm different. I should be allowed to feel this way and think this way and handle my career this way and do these things. And you are. You're free to do that. It's the same conversation people get into with this free speech stuff. I should be allowed to have my own opinion and think and say what I want. Well, yeah, you are free to do that. You're free to handle your career how you want to. You're free to behave however it is you choose. And people are free to react to those decisions and those actions and those words. It's not just what about you want, what you want, what you want to say, what you want to do. People are allowed to react to that as well. And it's not always going to be positive, and they're not always going to agree with you. And that's what's so great about being free. You're free to do what you want to do, and so am I. So if I don't like what you're doing, I'm free to say I don't like what you're doing, that I don't agree with you, and I'm free to move accordingly based off of your actions and words. And that's what the Nets did. And once again, Kyrie did what he does, which is make an announcement on Twitter and not let the Nets know, which at this point should not surprise anyone. I don't think that Kyrie is a bad person. I don't have any negative feelings towards Kyrie. I like watching him play basketball. I think he's great when he's on the court. But at this point, this is who he is. And this is why, even though they're running it back, I don't know that I can have them as a contender. As much as I believe in and love Kevin Durant, this is the guy you have to rely on. And we talked to Rick Bucher early this week on why this is going to be an issue for the Nets.
This is the problem when you don't have strong leadership, is that things have to go well. And if they don't, you need to be able to recover. And the Nets have not demonstrated that they have that ability. So could they be really good for a stretch next season? Yes, they could be. Could they have a better record? They could. But at some time, they're going to face adversity. And when they face adversity, who is going to gather the troops and say, this is how we get out of this?
He's right. There is no one on this team that's going to do that. Kevin Durant could, but he has many times chosen not to fill that role. And I feel like that's his prerogative at this point. He is a two-time champion, two-time finals MVP, league MVP. I don't need to run down Kevin Durant's resume. But there's no culture in Brooklyn. There's no one to point to. This is essentially running it back the same as it was last year, only you have a less reliable player in Ben Simmons. So I just can't keep buying into it. I've seen what it is, and nothing has changed. And I can't rely on Kyrie Irving, and clearly neither can the Nets, since they're finding out in weird quotes on the internet, just like the rest of us, what Kyrie is going to do with his future. Now, let's go to our coast, to Kevin Durant's former team, where the champions preside. And Draymond Green has lots of thoughts on everything that's going on with his team and his championship, as he should. And he spoke about his prediction on how the next few years will go for Golden State.
2019 was when Steph really locked in on the weight room. And so that's where he kind of starts taking that bump and kind of bumping it up a little bit. And although it didn't show immediately because then 2020 we were terrible and he broke his hand, you started to see in 2021 we were still terrible, but Steph was carrying us. I think you started to see it then, that growth, and like, oh man, nobody can stop this dude now. And I think that really changed the complexity of our organization, and I'm pretty certain that's why we'll win three of the next four NBA championships.
Three of the next four NBA championships. That was the Old Man and the Three podcast with the Draymond Green Show, The Volume. I have no problem with it. I don't. They're our current dynasty. They've won four of the last eight. If they win one more in the next 2 years, they'll have won half of the championships in the last decade. I feel like that math is correct. They're favorites to win it next year, according to Fox Bet. They're bringing back that same core, which is why they're a dynasty to begin with. They've made great decisions. They develop players. They have an owner that will spend whatever it takes to keep everyone together and keep this rolling. What is there to question? Now, I don't think that they will win three of the next four, but I absolutely think they'll win another championship with this core group. And why would I doubt that they would win multiple? Look, if you hate Golden State at this point, I'm sorry. That's a rough life for you. I my sympathies, but you might just want to enjoy this run. You might just want to at least respect this run that Golden State is on. Draymond is completely within his right to talk about his team the way he is. Three of the next four, I don't know if I see three of the next four, but they should definitely get the respect of being the favorites next year and that they will win another championship. They are the dynasty. When you're the big dogs, you get to brag. That's how it works. They're the champions. They're the big winners. They're the ones that overcame all the talk about how they'll never win again without Kevin Durant, even though everyone says that they didn't need Kevin Durant to win those championships, so I really can't keep up with what the narrative is supposed to be. However, they are a dynasty, and Draymond can keep talking about how many championships they're going to win, and everyone should respect them as contenders and the top of the league until they prove that they're not anymore. And then if you look around the West, who is really ready to contend with Golden State in the West? The Lakers? The Suns? I think we know what the Suns are at this point. They are a great regular season team. They'll be losing Ayton. Chris Paul's a year older. Clippers have to stay healthy. I know I love the Clippers, but they do have to stay healthy. Who else matches up with them? You have the Mavs are still, I think, a piece away. I don't know if they can compete with them defensively. The Grizzlies are still young. They probably need one more star. Again, I don't know if they'll win three of the next four, but one more, multiple, why not? Klay will be stronger, healthier. They've proven time and time again they can retool and rebuild and add pieces. Their bench was incredible in the postseason. I'm okay with it. People are going to freak out when they hear it, but at the end of the day, they're on the top of the mountain. You got to knock them off, and it's been really difficult over the last 8 years to do that. Pretty much the only time it has happened is when they have been injured, which if they're healthy next year, they should absolutely be the favorites to win the championship. Lots of stuff coming up in the show today. We'll talk to Eddie House later this hour and Nick Wright, Pat Garrity, Bucky Brooks, Alex Curry in with me as well. Joy Taylor filling in for Colin Cowherd. Coming up on The Herd, the Deshaun Watson hearing is going on. It might go on for a couple days, and we're starting to hear reports about what might come out of that situation, but what it could mean for Baker Mayfield. That's next on The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Welcome back to The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd all week as he is on vacation. Thanks for joining us on FS1 and Fox Sports Radio. Lots of stuff coming up in the show. We are on NBA free agency watch. There are some moves that are still pending, some opt-ins that could still turn into trades. A lot of that to discuss. We have Eddie House coming up in a few minutes to discuss all of that. But the Deshaun Watson hearing is going on right now, and we're going to start to get some news soon about what's going to come out of that, what kind of suspension Deshaun Watson will be serving, if any. And we floated a little concept on the show yesterday about Baker and the Browns, because we had Josina Anderson on earlier in the week, and she talked about how it was her opinion that Baker should consider playing quarterback for the Browns if the Browns want him. And Baker actually spoke at a camp yesterday about the possibility of playing for the Browns this season. Here's Baker.
I think it's been pretty obvious the mutual decision on both sides is to move on. You know, I'm thankful for my 4 years in Cleveland. There's a lot of ups and downs and a ton of learning experiences that, you know, I'll forever keep with me. The support staff in Cleveland, the people of Cleveland, it's a great sports town. So I'm thankful for it. And there's no resentment towards the city of Cleveland by any means.
But I think a lot of people think if they didn't have a quarterback for the next year, would there be any chance of reconciliation there?
No, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out, but we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides.
There's an interesting line in there. Baker's very sly. You can see it in his little smirk there, that there'd have to be some reaching out. So he's either implying that he has not reached out to the Browns or the Browns have not been communicating with him, but it's pretty easy to read between the lines there that there are some communication things going on between him and the Browns. Well, there's a new report coming out of the Deshaun Watson hearing that the NFL would very much like to avoid the appeals process. Remember, there is an independent investigator now as a negotiated by the CBA, in the CBA, by the NFLPA and the NFL to divvy out punishments for situations like this. So she is going over all of the information and she will determine or give her recommendation for how many games served. We don't know what that is. Now, we heard a lot of reports this week that the NFL is leaning towards a year or an indefinite suspension. There are now reports that that might be just getting ahead of it if it does end up being a 6 to 8 game suspension or no games. But where does this leave Cleveland, the Browns, Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield? We'll find out what the suspension will be with Deshaun Watson. If it is over 8 games, though, I do think it changes the conversation around Baker Mayfield and what he should do. As I said yesterday, if they are going to be without Deshaun Watson for a year, and you look at their current quarterback situation, and you look at the situation for Baker Mayfield, where he is in the league right now, he doesn't have any suitors. The Seahawks and the Carolina Panthers have been rumored to be interested, reportedly interested in him, but don't want to pay for him, so they're not that interested in him. So he doesn't really have a market. The Browns, even if they make that move, will likely have to pay some, if not all, of his contract. So why doesn't it make sense for both the Browns and for Baker, if the suspension is more than 8 games, for them to keep Baker this year? He's got a guaranteed contract this year. He's going to be in a prove it year. He'll be a free agent next year. He doesn't have any suitors right now. No serious ones. And all of the reports have indicated that they're cool with Jacoby Brissett being the guy. But Baker Mayfield is better. A healthy Baker Mayfield is better than Jacoby Brissett. And we can look at their numbers, look at the last time that Jacoby was a starter in the league. And I like Jacoby Brissett. I think he's a perfectly serviceable backup. But Baker Mayfield is considerably better. For our radio audience, like Baker wins more, has a higher completion percentage, higher touchdown to interception ratio, and a higher passer rating as well. Baker can do things with a great roster in a functional situation. Well, I don't know if you can say that about the Browns anymore, but he can't elevate a good roster. What he can't do is elevate a bad roster in a dysfunctional situation. So this would be a huge prove it year. Baker does well when he has a chip on his shoulder. We know that. Not so much with the media and everyone else, but on the field, that is where he thrives. So I maintain that this is the best situation for the Browns and Baker Mayfield if we find out within the next few days that the suspension is going to be more than 8 games. Also, if the suspension is not more than 8 games, there is going to be a lot more to talk about because the reaction is going to be deservedly so quite negative. But we'll find out. They're in the hearings yesterday and probably for multiple days. I think this is the best situation for Baker and for the Browns if we end up hearing that Deshaun is going to be out for an extended amount of time. We'll talk to Eddie House a little later in the show about all the NBA news that's going on, but let's get to Alex Curry with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Joy, everybody knows that Tom Brady has some pull in the NFL, right? But Leonard Fournette revealed on the Rich Eisen show just how much Brady is capable of behind the scenes.
At the time, I was a free agent. Didn't know if I was going to return back to the Bucks or not. Future was uncertain. So I just went around shopping, you know, see what teams had in store for me. And when I went up to New England, he texted me. He's like, man, what your ass doing up there? Man, just shopping around, trying to see what's good for me. Trying to see what's available for me and myself, you know, to provide for my family. And he was like, man, I'll call you back. So next thing you know, Tampa called me with an offer.
And he signed a 3-year, $21 million deal with the Bucks. But remember, at one point this offseason, Tom Brady was retired.
Right.
So the Bucks did not have their golden boy. And then he comes back. So what do you do? Oh my goodness, we get another chance with the GOAT. You do everything in your power, whatever Tom Brady says, to get him the weapons he needs and to build your team to be a contender. Because no matter what team Tom Brady is on, when he is playing, he is in the Super Bowl conversation. He has the, what I like to call the Tom Brady effect. He makes every single person around him better. They want to be the best that they can be. The moment you walk into that building, he expects excellence, and he's going to give you 110%. So everyone around him wants to give him 110%. But I love this. Of course, Tom Brady's going to pick up the phone and get exactly what he wants. It's what it is. It's Brady.
Of course. But this was the arrangement when Brady went to Tampa Bay. This was a big part of why he left New England, was he wasn't having any influence. Obviously, Belichick was not cooperating with him, and he wasn't putting any weapons around him, which was another big reason why he went to Tampa Bay. So, yeah, I mean, that's a no-brainer. Whatever Tom picks up the phone, if he's on your roster, even if there's a consideration that he might come back to your roster, that you put whatever pieces that he wants in place. And if you can afford him, which they obviously could, you make it happen. So this is not surprising. And when we talk about the influence that star players have all the time and whether it's smart. We talked about this with Aaron Rodgers a lot. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers felt like he didn't have a say. Russell Wilson felt like he didn't have a say. Tom Brady clearly felt like he didn't have a say. And I think that you should very much solicit at least the advice or the input of your superstars. If you have a superstar on the team, particularly at that position, particularly if it's someone that they're going to have to rely on or play with, like that position of a running back, you want somebody who has some, you know, relationship, if they have a bad relationship, you want to know those things. If there's things that players know that front offices and coaches don't know. So I have no problem, and I encourage communication and collaboration. That doesn't mean you have to go with what they recommend, but making people feel like their voice is heard, and not just because you're placating to them, but because you're really actually listening to their input and applying it to your decisions. And even if you don't make the decision, like, hey, we really appreciate talking to you. This is why we chose to go in this direction. You know, we still want your input in the future. Like, what do you think about this situation? I think in a lot of cases, you see people in power having the inability to have those conversations because mm-hmm. it feels like you are giving up some of your power or control. But in the end, if you don't do that with the with a person that feels like they should be heard, it's going to end badly for you. So it works in your best interest to collaborate. And Tom Brady knows a thing or two about football.
Yeah. And end of the day, let's be honest. Everyone just wants to feel heard and wanted.
Right. But
in any situation you're at.
This is going to sound
harsh.
They
don't deserve it.
But everyone, well, I don't say deserve. Everyone hasn't earned the right to feel heard.
And kind of same. Yeah.
Wanted is something is like that's kind of a little too subjective. But heard is earned. So that part to me, I don't think that every star quarterback or every superstar can just walk into the front office and say, this is what I want.
No.
But at some point you do earn the prestige. And for that matter, if you are the guy that we're throwing everything on when things go badly and praising when everything goes good, and you're the face of the organization and you've, you know, taken pay cuts or you've put it on the line for the organization and you've earned it. Yeah. Like you get a seat at the table.
And when you have more rings than any single franchise, you listen to whatever Tom Brady has to say.
Yeah, Tom's in a different category.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's move now to a rookie. Trevor Lawrence was the number one overall player in the class of 2018, and he thought he could share some words of wisdom with this year's highest prospect, Arch Manning. He said, I'm sure he has a lot of good people in his corner that can help him, but I'd say it's really important to learn how to manage expectations. It's important to block out all of the noise. The only voices you should listen to are your internal expectations of yourself, your teammates, your coaches, and family. You should try to block everything else out. Now, I don't think many people can understand the amount of pressure someone like Arch Manning has playing a game where your name and your uncles are some of the all-time greats. That's just something I don't think anyone can understand unless you're in that position. But I really liked the advice that Trevor Lawrence is giving here because it's true. I 100% agree with this. If you're having a bad day, don't look on social media. Don't look at everybody else. Only listen to yourself, your coaches, like he said, your inner circle. Keep it tight. But another added pressure, which I know we've been talking about the NIL, and I'm on your side on this. I 100% believe that the athletes deserve this. But think about it. We don't know the exact number that he might get.
Well,
we
haven't heard anything from him.
We haven't heard anything,
which isn't
yet.
Surprising because I would imagine that the Manning family
keeps
did not
tight.
Want. Well, not even that. Like they may have just not agreed to any NIL money at this point because they wanted the commitment to be about the school and about the player and not, you know, the story not be how much NIL money he got.
But also think, regardless of your age, when you're making that kind of money, $8, $9, $10 million, that's going to add some added pressure, even if you deserve it, even if you're ready for it. But especially at that age, not only living up to the Manning name, but then living up to all of that money and performing at that level is going to add an added layer of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would not be surprised if the NIL story around Arch Manning is quiet.
Yeah.
For a long time. That would not surprise me because, again, I don't think that they want that to be the story. Like, oh, you know, he got $15 million or whatever, you know, whatever it is.
And
that
he would be the one to probably get that because his last name's recognizable.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I'm saying because of that, I think that I would not be surprised if that doesn't become part of the story. As far as Trevor Lawrence's advice, I mean, I totally agree. This is a unique situation that someone like a Trevor Lawrence or an Arch Manning is in where you are the number one guy. You are highly recruited. And in Arch's case, it was very quiet recruiting because they didn't want it to become, you know, a spectacle.
Yeah.
And it's been handled, I think, perfectly.
Yeah.
And the expectations will be huge, but that's what it's supposed to be when you're the number one guy. You are supposed to have expectations. That's why you're in the position that you're in.
Yeah.
That's with great responsibility. This is why I'm going to mess up the quote horribly. But he has a lot of responsibility because of these expectations. The expectations come from where he is, what his stature is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be a very interesting story to follow. I'm very excited for it. I love that he went to Texas. And he's not going to be, I don't think they're moving to the SEC for a few more years. So
maybe his last year, I think he might.
Possibly.
He'd be in the,
But at that point, that's not going to be part of the story anymore. But it's good advice from Trevor Lawrence. Yes. Block it all out.
Also, you can tell when you have a strong I guess, family who's been there before, this is how it's going to look when you're going into recruiting, when you're getting in all these situations. You keep it tight.
Sure. I mean, yes, they're football royalty.
Yes. All right. Switching gears. The Clippers were without their star player, Kawhi Leonard, this season, and owner Steve Ballmer is looking forward to his return and what lies ahead for the team next season. He said, Kawhi is not only our best player, but one of the preeminent handful of top players in the world. Now, we got our fingers crossed. Everything keeps going on schedule. I think sky's the limit for our team, of course. You got to have a little good luck to win the Larry O'Brien Trophy. I think if we stay healthy next year, we're going to have a chance to talk way late into the postseason. Let me remind you, Joy Taylor, I know this is your new favorite team, but the Clippers are the only team in crypto that do not have a banner in the Raptors. Taylor Swift even has one up there. I mean, that's going to change really soon. Why? Because they're building their own arena. But they have had the potential, Joy. Obviously, they've had a lot of unluck. They've been unlucky with injuries. Kawhi hasn't played, obviously, since June 14, 2021. Paul George was limited to 31 games. But they've always had the potential. It's getting to the postseason. They've made 9 of the last 11 playoffs, okay? Blew the lead 5 times to go on and lose. Like, they have the potential. I'm with you. I want to believe. I want to think that they're going to be a good team. They have all the pieces. They have what it takes. I don't know what happens when they get to the playoffs.
That was last year, Alex. It's a new day.
I don't know what happens once they get to the playoffs. It's like
a different
team.
I'm doing all this for Clipper Darryl. No, look, he's right. They got to stay healthy. This is the story with the Clippers. All those things that you mentioned are totally true. It's why buying into the Clippers seems a bit silly. I do have a lot of questions about Kawhi Leonard's health. I am a huge Kawhi Leonard fan. We've forgotten how great Kawhi is.
So you haven't seen him in a year.
Yes, but if he's healthy, I don't think he's going to play the entire year.
Mm-mm.
That's like, or a majority of the year. I don't think he's going to do that ever again in his career. So if he's healthy for the portions that he can play and he's healthy at the end of the season, then I think the Clippers are in contention. And when you add a piece like John Wall, of course, I think John Wall is going to play.
Yeah.
That's just a bonus addition to this really deep team that is well coached. The owner will spend money. He's enthusiastic, but not overly involved. And you have Paul George there. So I think there's things to be optimistic about if you're a Clippers fan.
They have potential. They always have potential, Joy.
Kool-Aid's so good. It's so good, Alex Curry. That's Alex Curry with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
I have my doubts that Eddie House is going to agree with me on the Clippers, but we will ask him next on The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there.
violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Welcome back to The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd all week. He is enjoying his vacation alongside with Alex Curry. Let's go out to Eddie House, basketball analyst for Fox Sports Radio. 11 NBA seasons. NBA champion with the Celtics, which I got to ask you about. But I want to talk about what we were just talking about in the break, which is NIL. I have been very vocal about how I feel about NIL on multiple layers. I've screamed and hollered about it, but I was a college athlete. Alex was a college athlete. I have brothers who are college athletes. My nephews were college athletes. So I know and remember and lived the other side of NIL. I've seen that experience, which is why I'm very supportive of NIL. Now, I do think, you know, there are things that need to be put in place. There need to be financial advisors given to these young people. I do think that you need to hire staff to help manage what comes in and what goes out to report to the NCAA or whoever's supposed to be in charge of this, which it doesn't seem like there is anyone in charge of it. But what's your opinion of NIL and where it stands right now?
Oh, I'm glad it's happening because, again, I was just like you. We was a starving student. That wasn't nothing that we just threw around. We literally were starving students. I can remember my freshman year getting a check for $187 to last me the month. And I'm thinking to myself, how am I supposed to, you know, and then they wonder why kids end up getting in trouble doing things that they don't have to do because they're trying to make ends meet. So I think that's a good thing. It'll keep kids away from having to lean on doing stuff that they know that they shouldn't be doing just to try to get an extra couple dollars in their pocket. But I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, again, it's something that should have been in place. They have been making money off these college, these student athletes for years and years and years. And so it's great to see an opportunity for your work that you've been doing your whole life to get you to college, to be able to monetize a little bit off of that and then propel you to the next level. And at that time, you're creating your brand. And that's what it's all about nowadays is creating a brand. So I'm all for it.
So, Eddie, you were with the Celtics in 2008. We just got another story this week from the Celtics. Ray Allen and Rondo. Perk was talking about it, letting them box it out. Why is there so much drama with the Celtics from that time? What you guys got? It's 2022. We're still hearing stories about y'all.
I don't know. He just brought that up. But look, that is something that actually happened. So look, the thing is, we had a team full of all dogs, you know. So when you have all of them dogs and it's going to be some friction. And it was friction, but then it was brotherly love at the same time. And you see what it did for us. It propelled us to a championship in 2008. But it was cutthroat committee on that team, man. I mean, from down what you wearing, what clothes you got on, you know, what your girlfriend look like. I mean, you know, your side work looking bogus. They going to talk about you. You know, I mean, you get on that bus, it was a lot of stuff going on that bus and on them plane rides. Trust me.
So that's a true story. Okay, so who won? Can you tell us who won?
True story. You know what? I think that was like more of a you know, they let everybody get off and then it was broke up. Okay. It wasn't nothing where you could sit there and just be like, oh yeah, he knocked him out, or, you know, he got a fat lip, a black eye, or anything like that. Nothing like that happened.
That's what I figured, that they kind of just wore each other out and someone broke it up. But that's amazing that that's a real story. Not that I didn't believe Perk, but you guys just every year I feel like we get a new story from that team, and that explains it.
I mean, we got the arm wrestling story that we had with KG, arm wrestling. I mean, and the whole team was arm wrestling. He ended up arm wrestling Big Baby, slammed him down, and was like, I'm the MF silverback of this team. You know, it was crazy. I mean, for real, though, it was a team full of, you know,
yeah,
of dogs.
I'm with you, Eddie. I'm with you. We got Eddie House on the show. So Kyrie Irving has decided to opt in to his option with Brooklyn. And this might not be the end of the story, but as of right now, he is going to be with Brooklyn this fall. I don't have a problem with anyone doing business however they want to do it. My only thing with Kyrie is I get the feeling that Kyrie is doing things and then he expects people to just fall in line and just react however he wants them to react to his decisions. But that's not how it works. You're free to make your own choices, but people are also free to react to those choices. And his choice last year left them getting swept by the Celtics in the first round. So assuming Kyrie is with the Nets next year and isn't moved, what do you expect from the Nets?
I expect them to be good, solid, depending on Ben Simmons and how his mental is when he come in and how his back is. I think they'll be a team that will be competing, will be there in the playoffs and has a possibility to make a deep run. But I think you got to look at what their bench is going to look like again and how Kyrie maybe rubs some people the wrong way. I mean, and hearing the stories about him running his own practice afterwards, that's really disrespectful to the head coach, Steve Nash. And now, so how do you rebuild that? When all that information comes out, how do you rebuild that kind of shattered relationship that you know that there is there, that they have? So I think they'll be all right, you know, because they're just so talented. They are talented. Kyrie is super, super talented. You can't deny that. KD is one of the best in the world, if not the best. No denying that. So I think they're going to make some noise.
But, you know, we just talked about you guys winning a championship and, you know, the experience, however it might have been unique with the Celtics. You know what it takes to get to that level. And it doesn't feel like there's any culture in Brooklyn. They feel like a pop-up shop. Like everything's just kind of put together. There's really no consistency from the front office. To your point, Kyrie's having practices after Steve Nash's practices. Kyrie's announcing that he's opting in on Twitter, not communicating with the front office. It just, there's no standard in Brooklyn, it feels like.
I think what it is the way Kyrie has been handling business himself. And I think, you know, KD, he always says, I just want a ball, I just want a hoop. So he tried to stay out the way, not make too much noise, not make any waves or ruffle any feathers. And Kyrie's the total opposite. He does stuff constantly that ruffles feathers, that make people look like, hey man, what are you doing? And I think he understands how talented he is, but he got to understand that he's not LeBron. You know, it's only a handful of guys that could get away with what he's been able to get away with, but he's so talented, he still has got away with some of it. And if anything is going to change, it's going to have to come from up top. The organization is going to have a sit down with them and say, hey, look, this is how we got to roll moving forward. Because not only does that is a detriment to the team, but also to the new collective bargaining that's coming up. The player empowerment that we've had and that the players have had, been able to move the way that we've been able to move, and the money that the players have been making, it's not setting a good standard for the guys coming behind them. And the owners are going to push back extremely hard, because you got a guy like James Harden who forced his way out. You got Kyrie that's doing these things. And so I think in the moment, they're just thinking about themselves, but not thinking about the repercussions that could happen to the players that's coming after them, because it's been a lot of sacrifice for them to have this player power. So I think you got to also remember that. And I think that's where they're missing the boat a little bit. And I think this next collective bargaining, the owners are going to push real, real hard.
I hadn't thought of that. That's a really good point. We're talking to Eddie House. So Draymond said this week that they will win 3 of the next 4 championships. Now, they're on top of the world. I don't have a problem. You're the big dogs. You can brag all you want. You've earned it. They are a dynasty, so I would not be surprised if they won another one or multiple championships. I think they've earned the right to have that respect to be at the top of the NBA year in and year out. But what do you project for the Warriors moving forward?
They trouble for the league. I'm saying they only going to get healthier. I mean, Klay Thompson, you got to think he was thrown into the fire of the playoffs after not playing for almost two and a half years. And then high-level basketball, his leg's not used to it. He's going to come back stronger. I think he's going to look more like the Klay that we know next season at the beginning of the season as well. Because trust me, he's a competitor, and he understood that he wasn't all the way there, but he made the plays when he needed to. Kuminga's going to be better because he's going to have a year under his belt and know the intricacies of the offense and be able to play. If they sign Jordan Poole back, which I expect him to do, he's only going to get better. You think about Wiggins is going to be better with more confidence. And you think about Wiseman coming back. This team is going to be tough, and I don't see anybody really facing them that's going to be able to beat them in 4 games unless they get more talent around them. Because I think the one thing that Steve Kerr does better than any other coach, he allows his whole team to play and get confidence throughout the year. So when guys are called upon in big moments, they're not scared of it. They all have had a big moment sometime during the season, and they all know that they will be called on at any time. So, and I think he does a fantastic job of going deep, and that's what it takes to win a championship. It's not just about the stars. It's about the bench. And are you going to have a strong enough bench to outlast their bench when they're playing? And the stars do what they do, but the role players and the bench players have to show up. And that's what we've seen in this finals, is that the Golden State Warriors role players, their bench players, outplayed the role players and bench players for the Celtics.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Their bench was unbelievable. And I agree with you. Stars are going to do what stars do, but a lot of people don't consider the role players, especially in championship runs. Eddie House, NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio basketball analyst, 11 seasons in the NBA. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to hit you up for some more stories about that team.
All right, anytime.
I know you got some more in the vault.
a grip of them, trust me.
Thank you, Eddie.
Take care.
That's Eddie House. Thanks so much for joining us. Nick Wright coming up at the top of the hour, and I'll give some more thoughts on this LIV golf series as well. He's totally right about the bench. It's why I argue for teams that have depth, because when you look at championship runs, there's always stories woven throughout those runs of role players stepping up in big moments. We know what stars are going to do. That's why you have stars, so that you can rely on them night in and night out. It's the role players that have to step up, and that's what Golden State has, and they are consistent with changing them and replacing them and growing and developing them every single year. So that's why I think they'll be at the top, and Draymond is telling no lies. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd on FS1 and Fox Sports Radio. We'll talk to Nick Wright first things first next on The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.